This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. We're all familiar with the poor performance of the economy over the past several years. Unemployment rates are sky high, the value of real estate has dropped, and for those who still have jobs, incomes are flat. It would be fair to assume that this dismal economy has taken a toll on our health. But it probably hasn't, at least not according to a study looking at the link between health and the economy. In fact, the data suggests that death rates actually decrease during economic hard times. Now, this doesn't mean that the poor economic times are good for our health, but when you take a moment to ponder the link between the economy and health, there are some good reasons why the health of economically hard-pressed people, at least as measured by death rates, actually improve. For example, cigarette smoking decreases during hard times, unnecessary driving of cars and participation in risky sports decreases. Physical activity increases as people walk more and spend less time sitting at their desk. There are fewer work-related accidents when fewer people are working. In fact, of the 10 major causes of death in the U.S., for example, heart disease, accidental deaths, etc., 8 fell during the recession. Cancer deaths remained essentially unchanged, and the only cause of death to increase was suicide. A recession often leads to detrimental changes in mental health as a result of stress and guilt and depression, hopelessness and shame. In the U.S., unemployment and death rates seem to have a long track record of running in opposite directions. Each time the unemployment rate rises, 1975, 1983, 1989, the death rate drops. In fact, this is so expected that economists have been able to develop a model. The model predicts the precise drop in death rate as unemployment rate rises. By the way, it's a 1 percentage point rise in unemployment decreases predicted death rate for the general population by half of 1%. All of this is yet another reminder that while geneticists and expensive medical interventions can play an important role in our health, so do things that impact our external environment, including our behaviors, our mindset, and our bank accounts. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.